Greetings to all. You are listening to the Be Free Podcast, and my name is Amanda Joyce, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is July the 4th, so if you just so happen to hear fireworks in the background, please don't be alarmed. Those are just my neighbors celebrating Independence Day. But today's show, I am celebrating my independence. I will be talking about how I became free from the bondage of weight. I will literally open my testimony today and open up and become very transparent about my weight loss journey, weight gain and weight loss journey, and how I have obtained freedom in that area. And so tune in, buckle up as we dig a little deeper into how I became free. So all of my life, pretty much, I have been plus size or overweight. When I was a child, I was very active. I loved jumping double dutch. I loved swimming. And I was just a very active child, as well as in high school. I was a very active teen. But for some reason, I was always overweight. I was always plus size. Of course, I was teased and picked on as a child, simply because of my weight. And my approach was, if I don't say anything, then they'll leave me alone. That never worked. It never happened. And so, but throughout my life, I just learned how to deal with it. In my opinion, didn't struggle with low self-esteem because I was always taught that I was beautiful. And so I loved myself. I was taught how to dress. I was taught how to, you know, just be an awesome kid and function and look nice and how to carry myself. And so it didn't damage me mentally. At least I didn't think it did. So moving forward into adulthood, especially early adulthood, I tried every diet, every fad. I tried everything you can think of to try to lose weight. Losing weight was not the issue. It was keeping it off that was the challenge. So fast forward, the years between the years of 2010 and 2014, those were my heaviest years, And so there was a movie that Tyler Perry put out entitled Why Did I Get Married? And there's a scene in that movie where Jill Scott's character is actually trying to travel to Colorado. So she gets on an airplane and the stewardess comes and, you know, tells her that she was too large for one seat and she was too large. And so she had to get off of the plane and her husband, you know, made her drive to Colorado by herself. Well, some of us, I'm sure, would think, you know, that was, you know, fabricated, that was made up. Surely they would not do that. When, in all actuality, that happened to me, I have personally experienced that. It was the year 2006, 2000, and, no, I'm sorry. It was the year 2005. And I was coming home from New York and I'm standing at the gate waiting to board the plane with everybody else. Everybody's just standing around. I was 25 at the time. So everybody was just standing around and a gentleman, the stewardess, he came over to me and in a slightly elevated voice in front of everybody, he says, ma'am, you are too large to sit in one seat, so you will have to purchase another seat. And I was just very stunned. And the level of embarrassment was just through the roof. I was just flabbergasted. Like, I just had no idea what to do, how to feel. I felt horrible. And so he said, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to follow me on the plane before everybody else gets on the plane. And you're going to have to sit in a seat. And if you can sit in a seat by one seat, you know, with the arms down, then you can choose whatever seat. But if you can't, if you have to lift the arm up, then you have to purchase another ticket. And so I followed him on the plane and he told me to sit in the middle seat on the front row and I sat down with ease, no problem. And so what he said was, okay, well, you're fine. Now that you're on here, you can pick whatever seat you want. And it set up a level of anxiety in me that was just astronomical. And so I was afraid to fly from that flight on. And till this day, I still have anxiety associated with flying. I've never experienced anything like that since that time. And actually, I will never fly on that airline again. But anyway, moving forward. So things like that really plagued me and really made me feel down and bogged down. And so fast forward, my highest weight was 526 pounds. 526 pounds. That was the year 2014. I was 526 pounds. 526 pounds. I want you to get that in your mind. And I still functioned normally like most people. I got up every day, went to work, went to church, went to the grocery store, cleaned the house, put gas in the car. Normal things. Dressed myself, everything. But those normal daily activities were becoming increasingly difficult. And so it got to a point to where tying my shoes or walking from a parking lot to a building or cleaning up or vacuuming or walking around the store, those things were becoming very difficult. So one day, I actually had to have a surgery to remove my gallbladder. Now, I'm going to put a pin right here. Let's go back. So at this time in my life, in my mind, I wanted to pursue a music career, but it was kind of on the back burner. To be transparent, at this time, I could probably stand up for maybe 14 minutes at a time before I experienced excruciating pain in my back. And so I did. I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to do concerts. I wanted to have a full-fledged singing career. But at the time, that was not possible. That was not feasible because of my physical state, because of my weight. I was too big. So fast forward. Okay, so back in 2014, I had to have surgery to remove my gallbladder. And as they prepped me and they took me back and everything, they were about to perform the surgery. And the anesthesiologist, he said, "We can't do your surgery because you're too big." He said, we do not have the equipment. We do not have the facility. We cannot do your surgery because you are too big." At that moment, I had what I consider an aha moment. And I had to speak to myself and I said, "Amanda, enough is enough." I said, "You are not living. You are simply existing." And so the next day I had to go back to the doctor's office, and it was a new doctor's office. And so I had to fill out a form. They gave me a packet of paperwork. And so as I was checking the boxes, you know, they ask you all of these health questions, previous health issues and everything. And so as I was checking the boxes on the page, actually, while I was looking at the columns, I didn't have anything. So it lists things like high blood pressure, heart problems, diabetes, all of these things. I had nothing wrong with me. Nothing. I didn't check anything on the page. So I want you to listen to me. 526 pounds and absolutely nothing. Healthy. Nothing was wrong with me. At that moment in the doctor's office, I had a moment and I said, "You know what, Amanda?" I said, "You are stretching out on God's grace and mercy. You will make a change today. No longer will you take His grace and mercy for granted." And that day I became serious about my weight. I totally had a mind and heart change. That's the number one point. My heart and my mind changed because I became so convicted that I had let myself go. I was being selfish. And I also said to myself, I did a lot of talking to myself that day. I said, "There are people who are waiting on you. And you are taking your time saying, 'Oh, I'll lose weight whenever. Oh, I'll do this.' No, there are people waiting on you. There are people that are waiting on what you have inside, and you are being very selfish." And so I began to aggressively work on my weight. And so fast forward. So what I ended up doing, I sought a doctor and I received help. Now, some people, this is a controversial topic, but I actually had a weight loss procedure. I had a weight loss procedure and it saved my life. It changed my life. It gave me the tools to be able to regain control. And so I would encourage you, first of all, there comes a point in your life where you have to make decisions that are best for you and not based off of other people's opinions and how they feel and what they're going to say. Yes, I was afraid people were going to talk about me. Yes, I was afraid people were going to say that I was weak. Yes, all of that. But I needed to live. I said, Amanda, you have one life to live. What are you going to do with it? And so I wanted to live life more abundantly. Christ said, I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. So I wanted to live abundantly. I didn't want to simply exist. So once my mind was made up, I had the procedure, but it did not stop there. Actually, it only started there. That was only the beginning. I had to work. I had to put the work in. I had to change what I put in my mouth. I had to get up every morning at 6 o'clock and walk and run and jog. I had to make changes. I had to make changes. So anybody that reached out to me to ask, girl, what are you doing? What did you do? I made a change. I changed what I put in my mouth. It's simple. Our bodies, we try to make weight loss so complicated. It is simple. You just simply have to burn more calories than you take in. We have to watch what we eat. And so I was on this very focused track. I had to lose the weight and my whole life changed. Freedom. What did that look like? Then I was able to get on an airplane. I'm still able to get on an airplane and fly anywhere. I don't have the same level of anxiety. And each time I fly, it gets a little better. And I want to put a pin right there. There was during 2018, it seemed like I was always in the airport. I was always flying somewhere. And I just want to let you guys know, every single time I sat down in an airplane seat, it was a stamp of freedom. I know some people, different people had opinions about my pictures and different things like that and where I'm going. It was not to gloat. It was not to be arrogant. It was not to say, hey, look at me. It was just, once again, look at how far God has brought me. So I encourage you, sometimes you never know people's stories, so don't be so quick to judge. Every time I sat down in a seat, I would take a picture of myself on the plane and I would put wheels up. That was me making myself aware, Amanda, don't take this moment for granted, because there was a time I could not do that. I had gotten to the point to where I could not fit on an airplane seat. So freedom, that was just to be able to fly, just to be able to get on an airplane was freedom to me. To be able to walk through Walmart without having to go to a smaller store or without my back just really in pain. Freedom. Be Free, the Be Free concert, me being able to actually stand up and sing 5-6 songs was a testament of freedom. Me being able to just walk in a store and finding sizes at a regular store, freedom. Me being able to look on the rack and it's actually sizes bigger than my size, freedom. It was freedom. And so for those of you who struggle specifically in the area of weight, we all have our trials, our tribulations, our struggles, and our challenges. But for those who challenge in the area of weight, I encourage you to keep pushing. I encourage you to live, not exist, but live. Live. Live life more abundantly. I told Pastor James Hudson once, I said, Pastor, we only have one life to live. And he said, and if you live it right the first time, one life is all you need. And I'm going to encourage you, this is the only life we have. Live it the best you can. Freedom. It feels so good. It feels so good. And I want you to know, once I got my weight under control, so many other things in my life had to come under submission. I like to use an analogy of a jar of marbles mixed up, all of these colors just randomly mixed up in this jar. It's a clear jar that you can see through. So what I did was I took the green marbles of weight and I started to put those in line. Well, it was impossible for the green marbles to be the only marbles that actually lined up. As soon as I moved the green marbles, every other marble in that jar began to shift and began to move. So what am I saying? It is impossible to only get one area of your life in order and everything else remain in chaos. And so it forced me to deal with issues in every other area of my life. And so what I'm going to be talking about in the podcast to come are the other areas in my life that I also had to obtain freedom and that I also had to make sure that order was applied to in my life. And so I hope that this podcast has been able to evoke some sort of fire, ignite a fire in you. Live, not only exist, but live. I thank you so much for tuning in to Be Free Podcast. I cannot wait until the next episode. You have an amazing day. Bye-bye.